Amen. The presence of the Lord is here. And my message is going to be taken from Acts chapter 26, starting at verse 13. And I want to set the scene because I don't want to read the whole chapter, but at this time in Paul's life, he had been arrested. And he had been taken before King Agrippa and the governor, the Roman governor, whose name was Festus. And he was giving his testimony of how he became saved. And it reads as follows: At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Jumping down to verse 24, after he gave his testimony, this is what the governor said. And as he thus spoke of for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. Much learning doth make thee mad. And the title of my message is, So You Think I'm Crazy. So You Think I'm Crazy. Amen. Let's bow our heads one more time. Lord, we ask you for your anointing, O God. Let the word go forth unhindered. O Lord, let there be more manifestations of healing, deliverance. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for that victory in Jesus' name. We lift up your name. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake someone's hand. Tell them, I'm glad I'm here. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. People walking by this church, hearing our loud shouts, our praises, and our worship, may have the same opinion as this governor. After hearing Paul give his testimony, he thought he was crazy. My message title is, So You Think I'm Crazy. I'm telling you, I'd rather be crazy for Jesus than crazy in this world. Amen. I'd rather be thought of as crazy for God than crazy in this world. Let me share some things that I think are really crazy. A crazy is when a person is hitting his head against a wall and wondering why he has a headache. Now that's crazy. That's really crazy. A crazy is a person who is abusing their body with drugs, alcohol, and wondering why they're sick. Now that's crazy. But shouting and praising God. If Festus thought Paul was crazy, that's the kind of crazy I'm looking for. I want to be crazy for my Savior. He said, You're beside yourself, Paul. Too much learning, too much Bible study, too much prayer, too much worship has made you mad. Your family may not understand what you're doing in here today. Some are down by the beach. Some are down having fun somewhere. But if I want to be crazy for God, that's okay. I don't care if the world thinks I'm crazy. Amen. Let me tell you what's crazy. A person who's in an abusive relationship and keeps going back to the same person. That's crazy. A person who comes to church on Sunday and then lives like the devil during the rest of the week. That is crazy. That is crazy. A person who keeps doing the same thing but keeps looking for a different outcome. That is truly crazy. But if you're in here worshiping, if you're shouting out, if you're speaking in tongues, that is the good crazy. I am crazy for Jesus. I love my Savior. You know why? Because he has done so much for me. The song says he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Amen. And I'm not going to give you my testimony again, but he has saved my life. He has delivered me. He has lifted me up. He has put me on a rock. Amen. He has put me on a firm foundation. You know, we see some people today, maybe not today, probably they don't get as crazy at baseball. But come football season up in Green Bay, the temperature will be zero. And there will be some people with their chest exposed, with a letter painted on their chest. Now that is crazy. I'm not going to let somebody who is a football worshiper outdo me in worshiping my Savior. Amen. Paul's testimony was not crazy, but it was his personal experience. If you've had a personal experience with God, you know that you know. Amen. As I've said so many times, when you have a toothache, there's no measurement for that, but you know when you feel it. When you have been saved, when you have had the experience of the Holy Ghost, you know when you feel it moving on you. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, this world, and some of us sometimes, we get into a groove. And we start to try and work things out. And we keep on doubling up. When it doesn't work, we keep trying the same thing over and over again. Let me tell you a little story about how someone who was crazy in the wrong way changed their life. If we turn to the book of John chapter 21 and starting at verse 3. Simon Peter had witnessed the risen Christ. All the disciples had seen him come, and they had been able to see the wounds in his hand. But he told them to do something that none of us like. He said, go wait. Amen. You may have been praying for something a long time, and Jesus may be telling you, wait. The answer's coming. You just have to wait. And it seems that they got a little bit frustrated. So you know what he did? He went back to what he used to do. Guess what he did? He went fishing. God is trying to tell you, you don't have to go back to what you used to do, because that's crazy. That is crazy. And we find that they went out in the boat, and they were fishing all night. They kept on throwing their net over, hoping to catch fish. But you see, that was their old life. That was the old crazy. God had given them something new. He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men, not fishers of fish. But they were all night doing the same thing and getting the same result. Have you been all night doing the same thing? Have you been doing the same thing this week and wondering why you don't get a different result? I'm telling you that you can be crazy for the wrong thing. They went forth and entered into the ship immediately that night, the Bible says, and they caught nothing. The Bible doesn't say how many times they cast the net, but I can imagine it was many times. They would set the net, cast it over, and then wait a little bit and think they saw something, take a set, and they pull it in, only to find nothing. So then they threw it in again. And they did this all night, not starting to think, hey, this wasn't what I was called for. This isn't what Jesus told us to go and wait on. That's what he took me from, was the fishing. God may have taken you from a world of sin. God may have delivered you from alcohol. God may have delivered you from abuse. Don't go back fishing, because that is crazy. Don't go back to the old thing. See, Jesus deliberately let them catch nothing to try and teach them that you can't go back if you've been called of God. You are bought with a price. You are priceless to him. You can't get back into that mess. You can't go back fishing, because that's not what he called you for. All night, maybe from 10 o'clock they started fishing. Maybe by 4 o'clock they were so tired. 5 o'clock they could start to see the dawn light. They could start to see it light up, and they had still caught nothing. But you know what? They still didn't get it. Sometimes we go back into our old ways, and we still don't get it. I'm extremely hard-headed. God sometimes has to take a 2x4 to me before finally I get it. I say, okay, God, I see where you're taking me. Because sometimes we will not listen. We will not wake up and see that God has called us from that. They were not called to go back fishing. But we get into this groove of, well, what should I do? Well, that's what I used to do. We let the old habits take possession of our lives. We go back into the old groove, and we get crazy in the world. But you see, Jesus came along. Verse 4 says, but when morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But they still weren't sure who it was. The Bible says that they did not know it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side. You see, Jesus was going to show them that it doesn't matter about your effort. It's not how much you try. If you have been called of the Lord, God will block your plans until you acknowledge him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and then he will direct your path. See, they were trying in their own flesh to go back to what they knew how to do, and it wasn't working. I'm telling you, once you have been baptized, once you have been filled with the Spirit, God will keep on trying to get to you. He'll try and direct your path. Sometimes we fight him. We go back to the old ways. We get back crazy in the world. We start doing the old things, and we find there's no joy in it. The things we used to enjoy don't work. The pleasures we used to have don't work, but we can't understand what's happening. But God is such a merciful God. He came on the shore to show them that they had been crazy. Amen. The Bible said, he said, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw for the multitude of fishes. He was trying to show them that once you come to God, you belong to him. You can't go back to the old thing. Don't go back crazy in the world, because that will not work. God has called you. God has lifted you up. God has given you his Holy Spirit. If you keep going back into that thing, you're going to sink. You're going to sink. Amen. You see, when you become a Christian, the world is going to look at what we do as crazy, because we're not doing the things that they think are normal. They think it's crazy on a day like this to be in a church like this. But that's the kind of crazy that I love. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 17. You see that they call Jesus crazy. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. When he said that, they thought, this guy is crazy. How can he bring himself back to life? Verse 18, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore. See, this man is crazy. When you become a servant of the king, you're going to try things by faith that people are going to think are crazy. You can't leave your house in Michigan and come to Milwaukee. You don't have anything set up. You don't have a place to live. You're going to get behind with your mortgage. They're going to take it away. Yeah, that it does look crazy. But you know, there's a God in heaven. That's what Daniel said. There is a God in heaven who ruleth in the kingdoms of men. And when they say decline, he says, no, no, no. I was crazy. I got this decline letter, and it said, you have been declined, and we're going to foreclose. But I said, no, this can't be so. Amen. One of these days, I'm going to bring this letter in, frame it, put it up on the wall. Because when the kingdom of heaven says you're not crazy, you're not crazy. Festus says, Paul, you're crazy. Nobody sees lights in the sky and hears voices that are not crazy. I'm telling you that when you God speaks to you, when he has transformed your life, you can not only hear him, but one day you're going to see him. The Bible says that when he shall appear, you shall be like him, for you shall see him. Now the world thinks you're crazy. You go around telling people that you're going to see Jesus. If you say that loudly and long enough, someone in a padded truck is going to come and take you away. Amen. That's what Festus was telling Paul. Paul, too much study has made you mad. You've gone crazy for this Jesus thing. You're in church all the time. That's all you want to talk about. Because he's my Savior. He's my deliverer. See, they called Jesus mad. There was a division, verse 19, therefore again amongst the Jews for these things saying. And many of them said, he hath a devil and he is mad. Why are you listening to this crazy person? I'm telling you that the gospel, the Bible says he has chosen the foolishness, right? The foolish things to confound the wise. It's the things to the world that don't make sense, that they think we're crazy, we're deluded, we're having delusions, we're having visions. But it's the crazy for Jesus that makes the difference. Amen. When Jesus came upon the scene, all their effort that they'd been doing all night, that did seem crazy. But as soon as Jesus came up, the first time he told them to cast it on the right side, they couldn't even pull up the net. It was so much. That's the kind of crazy God I serve. He will do the impossible things that man thinks are crazy for you to even try. He will fulfill the things in your life that the devil will say is impossible. He will heal a rotator cuff that would need surgery. Amen, that you can raise your arm. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be long. But what I'm trying to tell you, there's two types of crazy. There's crazy in the world, and then there's crazy for Jesus. So if you think I'm crazy, make sure you're picking the right one. Hallelujah. My life revolves around serving God. Amen. I go to work not because I love it. I go to work so I can get to church. Amen. My life, I want my life to be hid. I don't care if they think I'm crazy. I don't care if they think, why don't you shut up? You keep talking about this Jesus. They'll want to lock you up one of these days. Amen. Let me give you an example of crazy in the Bible. Peter was in prison. Herod had arrested him. We talked about that in Sunday school. And he was asleep. He had learned his lesson. Peter of a few years before, when he was in a storm in a boat, he was not asleep. He was holding on to the rail thinking, we're going to sink. We're going to sink. This storm is too much. But by the time the Holy Ghost had come, God can give you a peace that passes human understanding. The world would have think he's crazy. The guards must have been looking at this guy and saying, how can he sleep? Doesn't he know we're going to chop his head off in the morning? Peter was so fast asleep, the angel had to wake him up. That's the kind of crazy that I want. That though there is a storm, though I'm facing the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. The world would look at that as being crazy. I don't see anyone with you. Just because you can't see, he's still here. The Bible says it's the invisible things that are eternal. Hallelujah. So he's locked up in prison. The angel comes and wakes him up. Now, in the meantime, the church, the Bible says, has been praying without ceasing. They have been praying. They've been having an all-night prayer meeting. They have been worshiping God. They've been saying, Lord, James was killed, but please, Lord, save Peter. Don't let him die. You know, this is how we are sometimes. When we ask for God to do a miracle, and then the miracle comes, we are so shocked. We're so surprised because, you know, there was some doubt in there. There was some doubt in there because we weren't fully crazy for the Lord. Because a crazy for the Lord person will believe that God can do the impossible. So Peter gets out of prison and he's going to the house where they're having the prayer meeting. Acts chapter 12, verse 13. And he knocks on the door. And the maid opens the door and sees him and she can't believe it. Peter knocked at the door of the gate, and a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate. Can you believe that? Here he is, finally released, and she slams the door and says, that can't be Peter. And then she went and told the others. And you know what they told her? Thou art crazy. You are crazy. Yeah, we've been praying for it. But you know what? We weren't really believing that it was going to happen. And now you came and told us that he's here. You're crazy. He's in prison. But haven't you been praying for God to deliver your family? Haven't you been praying for God to save your children? Haven't you been praying for God to lift your life, to turn it in a different direction? The maid is coming and knocking on your door and telling you, it's happening, it's coming. Don't tell her that he's crazy. Because there's two kind of crazies. There's the crazy person who keeps doing the same thing in their own strength, like the disciples were the night when they were fishing. And you know what happened? They caught nothing. They didn't even realize that they were crazy, that they should have given up until Jesus showed up on the scene. And then a new kind of crazy happened. Their net became so crazy full, they couldn't pull it in. Amen. I'm telling you that when Jesus shows up, you can be crazy for the deliverance. You can be crazy for the miracle. You can expect God to open a door that the devil has said is shut. Because he said, when he opens a door, no man shutteth it. Amen. Let's stand. See, I'm crazy short. I'm telling you today, I don't care if the world wants to label me crazy, if it's crazy for Jesus. Paul, you're mad. All this learning, all of this stuff about Jesus. You used to be a regular guy. You used to be one of the respected type. You used to go to the first church of the holy snobs. You used to sit in the first pew. And now you're going wild and raising your hands and shouting and singing and running the aisle. What kind of thing is that? You've gone crazy. No, Paul didn't go crazy. But he had had an experience. God had interrupted his life on the way to Damascus. He had changed a murderer. He had delivered a sinner. He had changed a life into one of the greatest missionaries that the world had ever seen. I'm telling you today, you need to say, I'm not crazy. You know, on the day of Pentecost, the people saw them shouting and speaking in tongues. They didn't call them crazy, but it was the next thing. They said, these are drunks. But Peter, full of the Holy Ghost, said, we are not drunk. We're not crazy, as you suppose. But this is that which is spoken of by the prophet, that upon my sons and daughters, I will pour out in the last days my spirit. When you get that spirit, it's okay to go crazy. It's okay to raise your hands. It's okay to worship God. It's okay to think that he can do the impossible. I'm telling you today, if the world wants to label you crazy for Jesus, that's okay. We're not crazy in doing the same things and going back into the same plot, the same mess that we came from. Well, I'm not going to try and do the things that I was doing before because I want Jesus to show up and tell me what to do. Because when he is there, I can be crazy for him. Amen. God has called us to something new, something beautiful, something different. Don't go back to the old mess. They had been called from fishing for, you ever been down to the dock? You ever been on a fishing boat? That stinks. That stinks. God had called them from that mess. God had called them to something new. If God has got a call on your life, if the Spirit has come upon you, don't go back to fishing, because you'll be doing everything from your own self and you'll be fishing all night. You need to wait until Jesus shows up, because when he comes, Jesus plus one person is the majority. You don't have to be crazy in this world. If your life has not been going the way you think it ought to, have you been hitting your head against the wall and wondering why you have a headache? Have you been going down the path without asking for the spiritual GPS, the God positioning system? Because if you will just plug that God positioning system in, it'll say recalculating. It'll start to direct you. No matter how far you've gone off, you need to listen to that voice. A crazy person is one who thinks he knows where he's going, but has to keep stopping and asking people because he doesn't really. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, nobody comes to the Father but by me. Nobody. You're crazy if you think you can get to the Father any other way. We're going to close this service. I haven't spoken for a long time, but I want you to know, doesn't matter what the world calls you, if it's Jesus, you're doing his business. Amen.